G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
More than 1,000 representatives of social movements and Brazilian civil society participated in the G20 Social Summit's preparatory meeting, held at Fundação Progresso in Rio de Janeiro. The event, promoted by the General Secretariat of the Presidency of the Republic, seeks to strengthen the dialogue between civil society and the leaders of the 20 largest economies in the world. Among the main topics addressed were the priorities of the Brazilian presidency of the G20, which are fighting hunger and poverty, climate change, and the reform of global governance. Antonio Lisboa from the Unified Workers Central, CUT, pointed out that the initiative allows social movements to take their agendas to the global debate.
Quando você consegue juntar,
he says that when you can bring all the civil society sectors together to discuss and present proposals from the head of state, it is without a doubt a leap, a step forward, not only for Brazil's G20, but also for the next ones. Preto Zezé, from the Unified Central of Favelas, CUFA, stressed out the importance of taking the G20 social discussions to the favelas. According to him, this allows communities to be included in new space for participation.
Vamos levar então as conferências até.
He said, let's take the conference to the favelas, so that we can bring as much as possible of the vision of the people who live where world and global challenges are into the place where the leaders are discussing the solutions. Bárbara Loureiro, from the National Direction of the Landless Worker Movement, MST, spoke about the importance of the preparatory meeting. She advocated for land reform, agroecology, and healthy food production as fundamental solutions, emphasizing the participation of civil society in this process. She stated that we don't want people to overcome hunger with just any food, but with healthy food, produced in other social relationships, and food sovereignty as an agenda that includes people's right to choose. Clemente Lúcio, coordinator of the Forum of Trade Union Centers, stressed out the importance of including the work dimension in the G20 debates, aiming to face poverty and inequality. He presented 4 proposals to the G20 social.
Cada vez de forma mais intensa.
According to him, the world of labor is changing more and more intensely and rapidly, and we need to regulate this change as it is happening, not 10 years after it has already occurred. Elisabetta Recini, president of the National Council for Food and Nutrition Security, CONSEA, valued civil society's participation in the G20. She highlighted the importance of combining immediate actions with structural transformations to fight hunger and poverty, reinforcing that the Brazilian experience of social participation can inspire other nations.
Essa experiência brasileira.
She said, this Brazilian experience of social participation, which is not a recent experience, is being updated as the challenges of transformation become increasingly complex. Thus, this opportunity to bring civil society to discuss the issues is fundamental. Nathalie Baghin, from the Institute of Social Economic Studies, INESC, defended the taxation of the super rich and global tax cooperation to fight tax evasion and increase tax collection. She believes reforming international institutions and including these issues in the G20 can generate resources to address crises and inequalities. She said, it is necessary to cooperate between countries to avoid extorting resources that generate illicit financial flows, while the companies and people set up strategies to evade taxes, and states stop raising billions as a result. So we need to include the topic of cooperation on taxation. Brazilian ministers Wellington Dias from Social Development, Marina Silva from the Environment, and Márcio Macedo, Secretary General of the Presidency, participated in the preparatory meeting for the G20 Social Summit. They reaffirmed Brazil's commitment to expand social participation in the forum. Márcio Macedo spoke about the historical importance of the G20 Social in Brazil and stressed that the preparatory event seeks to define themes and integrate proposals for the November summit. He said that today the organization of these 3 themes begins so that we can arrive at the social summit with the themes well defined, well debated, so that people can participate. Marina Silva spoke of Brazil's commitment to the energy transition and international cooperation in renewable technologies.
Nós temos uma agenda robusta.
She said, we have a robust agenda on various topics such as, for example, the issue of having a clean energy matrix of more than 40%, achieving a highly relevant reduction of deforestation in the Amazon with deforestation prevention and control plan. That is, Brazil lives at its mark of leading by example. Minister Wellington Dias emphasized the mobilization coordinated by the Brazilian government to integrate food security, poverty reduction, and climate commitment agendas.
Em novembro tem a cúpula.
According to him, in November, we will have the summit, and then we advocate for the UN with its main bodies to enforce Sustainable Development Goals 20 and 30, where we simultaneously have food security and how we do it with concern from climate commitments. The discussions initiated at the preparatory meeting will be consolidated in a document which will be submitted to the G20 Participatory Social Platform, launched by the Brazilian presidency of the G20. Individuals, social movements, non-governmental organizations, NGOs, and governments can submit proposals. The platform will serve as the basis for the G20 Social Summit. Also, at the event held in Rio de Janeiro, a communication strategy was announced to involve society in the G20, with coverage that includes diverse groups and innovative formats. According to Bruna Rosa, Secretary of Strategy and Networks of the federal government, the idea is that each group covers the event with its own identity, expanding communication collaboratively. She said, we are launching a collaborative coverage inviting all collectives, movements, entities, and groups that want to participate in this G20 social, so that we can make the network able to talk about the same topic in different ways, respecting their individuality. The G20 Social Summit will be held between November 14th and 16th in Rio de Janeiro, preceding the Heads of State and Government Summit. From the G20 Newsroom in Brasília, Fábio Fleury.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.